Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Work camping can be an adventure whether you're doing it as a family or as a couple or by yourself. Today we'll talk to a woman who has been work camping on her own for more than 5 years. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Mary Shin loves to camp. Her husband had camped with his family in the 1970s, then they bought their own RV in the 1980s and traveled all over America. They even drove the RV down to Honduras. It was one adventure after another. But when Mary's husband died 5 years ago, she didn't want to sit at home all day. She went camping in Missouri, where she encountered her first work camper. That woman described what it involved to be a work camper and got her so fired up that Mary wound up attending the Work Camper Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas that year. One thing led to another and she wound up working as a campground host in Washington State, and she's never looked back. This summer, Mary worked at a campground in Mountain View, Arkansas. Before that, she worked at a campground along historic Route 66 in Missouri. She's probably in Florida by now for a few months before heading to Texas late early next year. In this interview, Mary describes her experiences and she offers advice for people interested in work camping, especially single women. She leads quite an adventurous lifestyle and has met plenty of people along the way. So to let her tell her story, please welcome Mary Shin to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Mary. I really appreciate it. I understand you are in Mountain View, Arkansas. What are you doing this summer?
Well, I arrived here a little over a week ago, and because they called me and asked me to come back and do some work camping.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I took them up, and it's a 2-month gig here. So, I love it down here, and I get along with the people, and they are just absolutely wonderful. So I said, yes, I will, because my other position just ended. And so I just, said, yeah, hold on, I've got a camper at my door. And got a question. So you going to just sit here a while, sir?
Sure.
I'm on the phone.
I'm waiting for a pretty lady to come
okay.
over there.
Okay, I'll be out there. About 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he just, camper just come over to visit.
Interesting. Okay.
I took him to the emergency room yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I said, campground hosting to me is an adventure. Every one of them is an adventure.
It sure is. And this is a private campground that you're working at right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you do before you arrived here?
I was up in on Route 66 in Carthage. I was camp hosting up there for 10 months.
That must be Carthage, Missouri, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, it is.
Have you done the Route 66 trip before?
I've done a lot of it, yes, because I lived basically on Route 66 up in Carthage, and then I had a lot of people come through there on bikes and bicycles and motorcycles and walking that would walk the whole distance or carry the whole distance from Chicago to L.A.
Oh, my goodness. I have taken the trip, driven it. I have dared to bike it or walk it. But it was a very, very interesting experience. I would encourage anybody to do that and take a trip back into, the historic America, as a lot of those Route 66 towns are disappearing.
Right. The campground that I was, it was right next to Route 66 drive-in, which is still operating.
Oh, that's cool. Very neat. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been RVing?
Oh, I started RVing back in the 70s. I got married. My husband had been RVing. Him and his family RVed a lot. And after, in the 80s, I bought my first big camper. And then we traveled all over. I drove down with a camper down to Honduras and didn't bring it back, but I drove it down and just had it all. So I've been RVing probably about 30, 40 years.
Wow. You're quite the experience then.
A little bit, yeah. Yes.
And have you been work camping the whole time, or is work camping something new for you?
Work camping is new because I lost my husband, and I said I wasn't going to sit around, so I just decided to look into work camping, and I went down to Missouri, where the park is there at Hollister, and I talked to a wonderful lady there, and she told me about work camping and gave me the information. So I went down to Heber Springs and went to their rally.
Their rendezvous. And, was that last year? So you've only been work camping about a year? Oh, this was a couple of years ago.
Oh, about 5 years ago.
Okay.
About 5 years. Yes. And the first job I had as camp hosting, my friend, he has a sister that lived out in Washington State, and I got a hold of her, and I camp host in Washington State at state campgrounds for about 2.5 years.
Well, this isn't inspiring, Mary, because there are a lot of single ladies out there who would probably consider work camping, but they're a little nervous about doing it on their own. You're telling everybody that it is possible for them to do that.
It sure is, and don't ever be, if they are single and want to go to a particular location and they see that job opening, don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm a single lady. Do you do single people, or hire single people? Because they will either say, no, ma'am, we don't, or yes, ma'am, put your application in or your resume. Please send it.
Okay, because many times these positions are based on two people working, but it might be working two people working 20 hours per week, and it's possible for a single to do it if they're willing to work 40 hours a week, right?
Well, no, usually a single person doesn't have to work that many hours. It's usually based on 12 to 15 hours per week.
Okay.
So that we don't have to do the whole 20 per person that they're wanting.
Okay.
or for a couple. No, we don't have to work that hard.
That's good to know. So what attracted you to work camping? You said you lost your husband, but you wanted to continue the RV lifestyle. And so do you do this full time?
I am a full timer. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so this job that you have right now at Mountain View is going to last for a couple of months during the busy fall season when everybody's going out to look at the beautiful colors, and then it's going to end and you're going to go somewhere else.
Yes, we have a bean fest here, which is, it draws probably 10 to 15,000 people at the end of October, and that's when our camp is just overflowing.
Okay.
And then after the Bean Fest, I will go either to Florida, where I have another job waiting, or I may be going to Texas after a couple of months in Florida to another job.
Well, that sounds like the lifestyle that people love to dream about, being able to travel the country and immersing themselves in a particular area, in a particular culture for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then moving on to something else. And so you'll be going to Florida first and then Texas. So you'll be warm all winter. But it'll just depend upon whether you're going to be near the ocean or you're going to be out in the middle of Texas.
Yes, yes. And like I said, I have met so many wonderful people, too. I would recommend anybody that has a job or wanting to meet people or a quest to make friends in the camping world, because they are just absolutely wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about work camping?
I like the people. I like the what I get to do, intermingle with the people, and they you know, they're very respectful, and I get to see places. I get to go where I want to go, because I do my best to keep myself booked out at least 6 months, and then that I always know where I'm at or going to go or what I'm going to do. But like here at Mountain View, I would recommend anybody coming to Mountain View to do camp hosting, because it's the capital of folk and bluegrass and country music, not much country, but folk and bluegrass and gospel. And then I'm within 3 blocks of the Pick'em Park, which they pick up there every day, pick and play every day. And I have a little buggy that I get to run around in. I come in and basically park my truck. I can ride the little buggy to Walmart, get my groceries, or ride it uptown or walk uptown. Yeah, it's just wonderful. And when I was in Roaring River, it was awesome too, because I got to see all the fish, because it is great camping down there too, and wonderful hiking trails. I mean, there is not one place that I haven't enjoyed.
And do you mostly work as a camp host?
Yes.
And what are some of the duties that are associated with that position then? What kinds of things do you do on a typical day?
Well, a typical day, like, it depends on the camp. Like the one here, we have a campfire every morning around 6 o'clock. And I go take my cup of coffee over there and listen to all the tales and the folklores and things around here, and then I go out and I weed eat, I do mowing, I trim trees, I do trim shrubs. Last year I was the only one here, and I cleaned bathrooms, and I worked with the office, I took phone calls, I parked trailers, and we have a jam here every Tuesday night. I help greet the people there, and we have a potluck, and I cleaned up, and I mean, just anything and everything that needs to be done here. And then the last one, I cleaned the bathrooms and took care of the office when the owners were gone. And of course, I'll pick up trash, or if anything you see that needs done, you know, you just need to do it. Mm-hmm. Be happy that you've got a place to go and do that at.
Are you checking in campers and checking them out as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's a mixture of office work, and then there's also some typical maintenance work, cleaning the campsites and taking care of the grass and things like that. So they keep you busy, and there's a variety of things for you to do.
Absolutely. I don't ever get bored.
You don't ever. What are some type of the perks that you get to enjoy as a work camper? You obviously get a free or discounted campsite.
Right, get the campsite and all the utilities. This is what I get: campsite, utilities, and then I usually get a little golf cart to run around in. In certain ones out in Washington State, those out there, there was no little golf cart, you know, but that was okay. Also, I get to meet people, and if they have, like, the potlucks, I get to go to the potlucks, and then we have going away parties, and I get to go to those.
Okay.
And people are really, really nice if they are going to go visit someplace and they think that I might go. I would like to enjoy it. They will take me along for half a day or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Do some of the jobs that you work at actually pay you, or do mostly just provide the free campsite?
I've done both. I've done both, and it's about 50-50.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So, do you have any mm-hmm. advice for people who would be considering becoming a work camper?
Yes, I do. Just be ready to work when you go to a campground. Don't go in there and expect it to be treated like a queen or a king, but they will respect you. But you do have to do your job,
mm-hmm.
or they won't recommend you.
Right. That makes sense.
I know I've had some people say, oh, I'd like to go here and have a free campsite. I said, no, it doesn't work that way. You do have to do some work.
Right. But it's not a lot of work, right? So you have plenty of time off to go and explore the area and really enjoy the beauty and some of the places to visit in that area.
Absolutely, because they are all really, really neat. Work with you on that. If you have to go somewhere too and do something outside of the area, they just say, well, let me know so we can cover for you or have that position covered or that security part covered.
Okay.
And I have not ever had any problem of getting off to go do or have fun or enjoy or anything like that. They're just all really, really super people.
Mm-hmm. Are there any special skills that people need to be a work camper?
They do need to know how to handle themselves with the public. Because some people, they can get, this is my campground. This is my land. I pay. Well, yes, you do have to keep your dog on a leash. And yes, you do have to pick up after your dogs. And yes, you know, you can't go over and walk through your neighbor's yard all the time because that's their place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
But for the most part, are most people who are in campgrounds really friendly and there just to have a good time?
Oh, yes. That's why I say that's why I became a campground host, because I love campers. They are the most courteous, nicest people in mm-hmm. general that you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine. I found that to be true in the 3 years that I was full-timing a couple of years ago. And most of the campers that were there were just interested in getting to know other people and to share their own experiences and recommendations about places that they've been or they would like to go. And many times, you know, you find people that want to go to places that you've been, and you can share your stories and recommendations, and they've been to places you want to go, and you learn from them too.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Super.
Learn something new every day if you'll keep your ears and eyes open.
That's great advice. Well, thank you so much, Mary. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. Sounds like you are a seasoned work camper and highly recommend the job to other people.
Yes. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling me.
The death of a spouse can be devastating for some people, especially when they were accustomed to traveling and enjoying life together. But Mary Shin didn't want her life to end when her husband died, so she took it upon herself to learn as much as she could about work camping, and then she looked for a job doing something she knows she'd enjoy doing. Work camping has taken Mary all over the United States to some of the most scenic and historic parts of America. She's met a lot of people, some of whom offered to include her on their own day excursions. So while Mary may be work camping by herself, she's far from being alone. The fun thing is that I've met a lot of women and men just like her who realize that while life may throw them a curveball and detour their plans, those plans don't have to end. There are enough resources to help men, women, and families so they are not stuck in a rut. Benjamin Franklin said that most people die around age 30 and wait 40 years for their bodies to catch up, but not people like Mary Shin. I'm so grateful that she took time to talk about her experience. I hope it inspires others to overcome their obstacles and pursue their own dreams. Whether it is running a business from their RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dreams and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, be sure to visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's episode. Next week, we'll start November by talking to a company that hires a bunch of work campers to work in Alaska each summer. I've talked to dozens of people who have expressed a desire to visit that incredibly beautiful state. What better way to do so than by getting paid to be in Alaska for a couple of months? That should get you excited about another opportunity to experience the northern lights, the spectacular scenery, and the diverse wildlife that roam throughout Alaska. We'll see you Tuesday on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.